Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the board meeting of the New York City Housing Development Corporation for June 1st, 2023. For the record, as I call this meeting to order, please note that today's meeting is being held via WebEx in accordance with the New York State Open Meetings Law. I'd like the minutes to reflect the presence of a quorum. We will begin with the next item on the agenda, which is the approval of the minutes of the annual members meeting held on March 31st of 2023. I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the annual meeting held on March 31.
I move.
Second.
Second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. We move on to item number three on the agenda, which is the president's report. And I call on President Eric Enderlin for this. Mr. Enderlin.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you, Commissioner. And thank you to the board members for joining us today. We're very pleased to present for your approval a full agenda that will further our mission on both the affordable housing development and public housing preservation fronts. HDC is proud to continue this important work in partnership with HPD, NYCHA, and other New York City housing agencies to ensure more New Yorkers have access to safe, secure, and affordable homes at a time of pressing and increasing need. As we continue our work together to advance the goals of the administration's housing blueprint, I want to take just a moment to acknowledge our city's chief housing officer, Jessica Katz. Thanks to Jessica's efforts, we are now working under an holistic housing plan that really, for the first time, elevates and recognizes the critical importance of NYCHA in New York City's housing landscape. As many of you know, last week Jessica announced she will be departing city government, and I want to thank her for her leadership and the tangible impact she's made in helping us to tackle some of our city's most complex challenges. I've worked with Jessica for decades now. She is a great colleague and a friend and has done an incredible job setting up this agenda for this new administration. And as we bid Jessica farewell, we also look forward to working closely once again with Deputy Mayor Maria Torres Springer as she assumes leadership over the city's housing portfolio. Many of us have also worked with the Deputy Mayor in her various roles, including as HPD Commissioner and as HDC Board Chair. She's a bold and visionary leader, and we're excited to join in work that will coordinate housing, workforce, and economic development. Turning to today's agenda, we will first receive a report from the Audit Committee presented by HDC Board Vice Chair Harry Gould. HDC First Executive Vice President Ruth Marrera will then seek your approval of an authorizing resolution related to the financing of the PACT Edenwald development. The far-reaching scope of this project will benefit more than 2,000 NYCHA households, underscoring HDC's ongoing commitment to the PACT program to bring significant and urgently needed investments to the city's public housing stock. HDC is committed to this incredibly important work, which is rapidly improving the housing quality and lives of thousands of New Yorkers. At the same time, we are working closely with NYCHA and the city to judiciously and assertively manage this growing portfolio at increasing scale. Ruth will then request your approval of a declaration of intent for a proposed hotel conversion project in Queens, New York. And last, you'll hear from HDC Senior Vice President for Development, Lauren Connors, who will request your approval for an authorizing resolution to support the financing of a number of affordable and public housing developments across the city. With that, I want to thank the entire HDC team who continue to do such incredible work amidst ongoing economic uncertainties and a uniquely challenging moment in our city's history. I'm constantly impressed with the consistent creativity and dedication of our team brings to fulfilling its mission to create a more affordable New York. With that, I'd like to turn it back over to the commissioner to proceed with today's agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Enderlin. Let me just take a privilege of the chair and just echo your sentiments related to Jessica Katz and her dedicated service to the city and partnership with us at a very difficult time when we have tens of thousands of asylum seekers arriving at our city, and we're trying to handle local challenges, let alone these new challenges. And equally to your comments about working with Deputy Mayor Maria Torres Springer, who has been a longtime friend and partner for many of us. So we look forward to that. Our next item on the agenda is the report of the Audit Committee. And for that purpose, I call on Harry Gould, please.
Thank you. The Audit Committee met prior to this meeting, at which time the members approved modifications to the Audit Committee charter to update officer titles and to formalize the review and approval of the internal audit charter and the Audit Committee's responsibilities, which was recommended during a recent quality assessment review. The fiscal year 2023 third quarter internal audit plan was also approved. The members also reviewed the 2023 second quarter financials and other investment, debt, credit, and internal audit reports. The actions of the Audit Committee with respect to the modifications to the Audit Committee charter must be ratified by the HDC board.
Thank you, Mr. Gould. I'll entertain a motion to ratify the modifications to the Audit Committee charter that were just approved by the Audit Committee.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Second acknowledged. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. Thank you very much. Pursuant to the Public Authorities Accountability Act, and for the purposes of discussing the next item on our agenda, we will now commence the meeting of HDC's Finance Committee. Our first item is approval of authorizing resolution relating to housing impact bonds 2023 Series A and B for the New York City Housing Authority PACT Edenwall Development, and approval of a mortgage loan. For that purpose, I call on Ruth Moreira.
Thank you, Commissioner, and good afternoon, everyone. Please see the black line of the memorandum that was emailed to the members earlier today. I am pleased to recommend that the members approve the issuance of the corporation's housing impact bonds 2023 Series A and B, and the origination of a permanent loan in an amount not to exceed $369,600,000, and that the members approve the origination of a permanent senior unenhanced non-accelerating or SUN loan in an amount not to exceed $126,900,000 to finance the acquisition, rehabilitation, and permanent financing of a NYCHA development known as Edenwald Houses. Edenwald Houses is part of the Permanent Affordability Commitment Together, or PACT, strategy outlined in the 2018 NYCHA 2.0 plan, which describes how the city will reinvest and reposition public housing through Section 8 conversions. Subject to HUD and Freddie Mac approval, the housing impact bond proceeds are expected to fund a mortgage loan not to exceed $369,600,000. The mortgage loan is expected to be secured by supplemental security in the form of a standby credit enhancement agreement issued by Freddie Mac. HDC will be obligated to cover losses on the top 10% of the mortgage loan, which will be a general obligation of the corporation and will be outlined in a loss share agreement between HDC and Freddie Mac. The loan is expected to have a 30-year term and will be interest only for 4 years, after which it will amortize over a 40-year amortization schedule, with a blended interest rate of 6.25%, inclusive of the SUN loan interest rate. Interest on the 2023 Series A bonds is expected to be exempt from federal and New York State and local income tax, and such bonds will qualify as recycled tax-exempt private activity bonds. Interest on the 2023 Series B bonds is not expected to be exempt from federal income tax, but is expected to be exempt from New York State and local income tax. The corporation also expects to originate a $126,900,000 SUN loan funded with its unrestricted reserves or available funds or bonds of open resolution, which funding approval will be presented to the members during the open resolution presentation later in this meeting. The SUN loan will be senior, unenhanced, and non-accelerable with fixed principal and interest payments that are designed to mimic real estate taxes. The SUN loan will have a 40-year term and will fully amortize after the interest-only period. The SUN loan will not require external credit enhancement because of its high debt service coverage and particularly low repayment risk. The proceeds of the mortgage loan and the SUN loan will be used for the acquisition, rehabilitation, and permanent mortgage for a 2,038-unit multifamily rental housing development known as Eden World Houses, consisting of 40 buildings located in the East Chester neighborhood of the Bronx. The project also includes two non-residential buildings, a garage, and a two-story structure containing two community facility units. All the units that comprise Eden World Houses will convert to Section 8 operating subsidy through a variety of conversion methods, including the rental assistant demonstration and Section 18 of the Housing Act of 1937. The development will be supported by one or more long-term project-based Section 8 housing assistant payment contracts. As a requirement of the HAP contract, residential units will be reserved for households earning no more than 50% of the area median income. The overwhelming majority of existing residents meet this income restriction. Nonetheless, all residents will have the right to remain in their homes after the subsidy conversion. In 2020, NYCHA issued a request for proposal for a developer partner for the project. And in 2021, a joint committee of NYCHA and HDC selected a partnership between Camber Property Group LLC, Stuart Alexander and Associates Inc., and Hench Development LLC as the development team to undertake the rehabilitation. The borrower and the mortgagor for the project will be CSA Preservation Partners LLC, which is comprised of NYCHA and the affiliates of the selected development team. NYCHA will continue to hold fee title to the project and will transfer beneficial ownership to the borrower through a 99-year ground lease and a nominee agreement, which will be executed at or prior to loan closing. Upon conversion, property management will transition to CNC Apartment Management per an agreement between the two entities acceptable to the corporation and to NYCHA. The proposed rehabilitation work is extensive and is expected to bring significant quality of life improvement to residents, promote energy efficiency, and enhance the development's physical appearance. The general contractor of the rehabilitation work will be River City Builders, LLC, a wholly owned subsidiary of L&M Development Partners, LLC. The construction term is anticipated to be approximately 48 months. A subsidiary of Chase will be the historic tax credit equity investor and is expected to invest approximately $270.4 million in exchange for federal and state historic tax credits. The transaction will be structured to include a housing tax credit pass-through master lease between the borrower and the master tenant, which is described in greater detail in your memorandum. The project has not yet received an advisory opinion, or an AO, from the New York State Department of Taxation and Finance, NYSDTF, to confirm its eligibility to receive state historic tax credits on a building-by-building basis. The failure of the project to qualify for state historic credits on this basis would result in a significant gap in the financing sources. Because NYSDTF is unlikely to issue an AO ahead of closing, the development team and NYCHA have proposed, as a risk mitigant, a list of scope items that could be deferred until the AO is received. This scope is still under discussion, but is expected to include landscaping and other various non-immediate improvements. The development team has also agreed to defer the underwritten paid development fee at conversion to help solve the gap in a very hypothetical scenario under which the project does not receive state historic credits. The risk of the project failing to qualify for credit is mitigated because similar PAC projects have received an AO, determining them to be eligible on a building-by-building basis. At closing, HDC will fund a mortgage loan in an amount not expected to exceed $369,600,000. The loan will be secured by the leasehold mortgage and will be subordinate to the annual payments of the Sun loan in an amount not to exceed $126.9 million. Additionally, NYCHA is expected to assign their seller note to the corporation. The assignment allows for the cash flow note repayments to be pledged to the impact resolution. The corporation anticipates that this additional cash flow stream will strengthen the impact resolution and allow it to become a future resource for the PACT portfolio and the NYCHA 2.0 plan. The risks and fees associated with the development are described in greater detail in the memo before you. Are there any questions?
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes, sir.
First, I must make one of my usual disclosures. As required by the Conflict of Interest Board, I am required to disclose that members of my firm, but not I, do legal work on behalf of Chase or various of its entities. This is not a basis for recusal, however. Now, substantively, I'd like personally, as a Bronxite, to congratulate both HPD and the superb staff of HTC in connection with Edenwald. Edenwald is an important part of the fiber of the Bronx, and it is an area and a group of buildings that have deteriorated over time and have been allowed in prior years, pardon me, to deteriorate. I do have one suggestion which I would ask you to bear in mind. As HPD and HDC both go down a road that requires ever increasing attention to trying to provide decent housing for people, I strongly believe they need greater activity in terms of the retention of people to provide supervisory attention to the work that is being done and the expenditures that are being made. You are biting off an awful lot. You have done a superb job so far, but I don't want you to fall into a mistake. I think you need bodies, and I would strongly recommend you pay attention to it. And I thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Murdler, and duly noted for the record, both appreciated. Anyone else? Appreciate.
I would just add, if there has to, Mr. Chairman, if there has to be value engineering because of the sequencing of approvals, that HDC be very comfortable with what's in and what's not in the scope.
Yeah, we definitely are, Denise. Our team is heavily invested and heavily looks at the scope even prior to any value engineering. And we did propose a hypothetical scenario here, and we would be knee deep in that review.
Very much, Ms. Scott. Anyone else?
Yeah, Chair, if I could just add, I just want to say that I appreciate both of those comments by the board members, and we appreciate that. You might, if you listened to my board comments earlier, I kind of alluded to this issue of the increasing asset management responsibility, and exactly related to these issues, getting scope right as we increasingly work with the city around subsidy amounts, making sure the financings are working. But the fact that this is a growing portfolio and it's growing fairly quickly at scale gets our attention. So I appreciate the board's attentiveness to all of these issues and raising them. We raised them, but the fact that you raised them on behalf of us is very appreciated, because we recognize this is a lot of important work, and it's a lot of people and units and people's lives and neighborhoods, as Mr. Murdler pointed out, communities and neighborhoods across the city that are going to be impacted by this important work. But it is not small, and it is going to grow, and it's also permanent, which means it's going to be this revolving set of financings. So keeping as careful a watch on this from the asset management side as possible is absolutely central to the work that we're doing here at HDC all the time now.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Moreira, I think if there are no other questions, we pass it on to.
So if there are no other questions, Susanna will provide the authorizing resolution.
Great. Thank you. The members are requested to approve an authorizing resolution that provides for the adoption of supplemental resolutions to the Housing Impact Bond Resolution, the issuance of the bonds, the execution of the loss share agreement, and other activities listed therein and in the memo before you. The members are asked to authorize the use of the corporation's general obligation pledge in an amount not to exceed 10% of the outstanding principal balance of the bond loan, plus costs associated with any delinquency resolution. The members are requested to approve the making of the bond loan in an aggregate amount not to exceed $369,600,000, which may be initially financed with the corporation's unrestricted reserves until the issuance of the bonds. The members are asked to authorize the origination of the Sun loan in an amount not to exceed $126,900,000. For all the authorizations requested above, the members are requested to approve the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of mortgage-related documents and any other documents necessary to accomplish such financings. Thank you.
Thank you, Susanna. I'll now entertain a motion to approve the authorizing resolution relating to housing impact bonds resolution 2023 Series A and B for the NYCHA Pact Eden Wall development, and approval of a mortgage loan and other actions by the members described in the memo before you.
So move.
Second.
Thank you. Any opposition? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you very much. We're now going to go.
I must leave at this point. I apologize.
Thank you, Mr. Murder.
Thank you. Forgive me.
No worries. Thank you. We're going to go slightly out of order and present item number 7 on the agenda before item number 6. Item number 6. The next item on the agenda will be approval of a declaration of intent resolution. So the next item is approval of a declaration of intent resolution related to 144-02 135th Avenue in the County of Queens, New York. And for that purpose, I recognize Ruth Moreira again.
Thank you, Commissioner. As you know, declaration of intent resolutions are solely for tax purposes, allowing any expenditures incurred by a project's developer within 60 days prior to the date the resolution is passed to be eligible for tax-exempt bond financing. Before HDC were to actually finance a project, the specifics of the transaction would be presented to the members for review and approval. Please refer to the memorandum before you entitled Resolution of Declaration of Intent 144-02 135th Avenue, Queens, New York. The proposed development will consist of the conversion of an existing 12-story hotel into permanent housing and will consist of a total of 324 residential low-income rental units to be located in Queens using approximately $70 million in tax-exempt 501c3 bonds. The project is to be developed by a single-purpose entity to be formed by the members of Riseboro Community Partners and Slate Development Group. The members are asked to approve the resolution at this time.
I will now entertain a motion to approve the Declaration of Intent resolution for 144-02 135th Avenue in Queens, New York.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, ma'am. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. At this time, members, I will be recusing myself from the next item on the agenda and temporarily leaving the meeting. The vice chair will be presenting the next item.
Thank you. Next item deals with the approval of authorizing resolution relating to multifamily housing revenue bonds 2023 Series A, B, C, D, and approval of mortgage loans and approval of Sun Loan. So I'd like to call on Lauren Connors for this item.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Please see the black lines of the memorandum that were emailed to the members today. I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve the issuance of the corporation's multifamily housing revenue bonds 2023 Series A, B, C, and D in an amount not expected to exceed $1,701,760,000. Together with the corporation's unrestricted reserves and available funds of the open resolution, the bonds are expected to be used to finance the construction, acquisition, rehabilitation, and/or permanent financing of certain projects and other activities described in your memorandum. Interest on the 2023 Series A, B, and D bonds is expected to be exempt from federal, New York State, and local income tax, and such bonds will qualify as tax-exempt private activity bonds with a combination of an allocation of new private activity bond volume cap, an allocation of recycled volume cap, and the refunding of certain outstanding bonds or obligations of the corporation. Interest on the 2023 Series C bonds is not expected to be exempt from federal income tax, but is expected to be exempt from New York State and local income tax. In addition, the members are also being asked to authorize the corporation to finance one senior, unenhanced, non-accelerating mortgage loan, a Sun Loan, for the Pact Eden Wall development. If approved, the corporation expects to fund all or a portion of this mortgage with proceeds from the 2023 Series A bonds and the remaining portion with its unrestricted reserves or available funds of the open resolution as farther described in your memorandum and as was presented to the members today by Ruth Marrera. An authorizing resolution will authorize the 346th through 350th supplemental resolutions. It is anticipated the portion of the proceeds of the 2023 Series A bonds, together with remarketing proceeds from the corporation's multifamily housing revenue bonds, 2022 Series G, and the corporation's unrestricted reserves will be used to finance all or portion of the mortgage loans for 13 developments. In the aggregate, the developments would create approximately 1,977 new rental homes in the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens. A portion of the proceeds of the 2023 Series A bonds will also provide additional financing for 1,238 existing units currently under development in the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Manhattan, in which the members have previously approved. It is also anticipated that a portion of the proceeds from the 2023 Series A bonds will be used to finance a Sun loan for the Pact Edenwall development. For more information on these developments, please see attachments 1 through 13. It is anticipated that the 2023 Series B bonds will be issued as convertible option bond to preserve tax-exempt recycled volume cap in excess of the amounts currently needed by the corporation and the New York State Housing Finance Agency. The proceeds of the 2023 Series B bonds are expected to provide construction and permanent financing for the new construction or acquisition and rehabilitation of certain developments, all of which are listed on attachment 14, and which will all meet the low income set aside required to issue private activity taxes and bonds. The mortgage loans for these developments have either previously closed with corporate funded loans that will be refinanced with recycled bonds, or are expected to close in 2023, at which point the 2023 Series B bonds are expected to be refunded or remarketed to match the terms of the applicable mortgage loans. Most of the developments listed will not be funded from the 2023 Series B bond proceeds, but all will be eligible for such financing. It is anticipated that a portion of the 2023 Series C bonds, together with the corporation's unrestricted reserves and available funds of the open resolution, will be used to finance and/or restructure or provide additional financing for all or a portion of the mortgage loans for 6 developments. In the aggregate, the developments would create or preserve approximately 1,173 cooperative and rental homes in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, and the Bronx. It is further anticipated that a portion of the 2023 Series C bonds will be used to refund various taxable series of the corporation's multifamily housing revenue bonds that are able to be refunded to generate interest rate savings in the open resolution. For more information on these developments, please see attachments 9, 10, and 15 through 18. It is also anticipated that a portion of the proceeds of the 2023 Series C bonds will be used for future lending. The issuance of the 2023 Series C bonds will enable the corporation to lock in an interest rate spread now in a rising market. Any future lending for a development that has not been previously approved by the members will be presented for approval to the members prior to the making of such loan. It is anticipated that a portion of the 2023 Series D bonds will be used to refund certain bonds of the corporation to generate interest rate savings in the open resolution. The members approved 4 developments in the Highlander portfolio at the March 31st, 2023 members meeting. Please see attachments 19 through 22 for updates to the ownership structure to reflect Goldman Sachs Group Inc. as non-managing investor member. These developments are expected to close on their financing on or after June 2nd, 2023. The Series A bonds are expected to be issued as tax exempt with some subseries as recycled or new volume cap and as fixed rate in an initial term rate term with convertible options and as variable rate demand bonds. The corporation expects TD Bank North America to provide liquidity through a standby bond purchase agreement for the 2023 Series A variable rate demand bonds in accordance with the programmatic authority delegated to the corporation staff by the members of the March 29th, 2019 members meeting. The 2023 Series B bonds will be issued as tax-exempt variable rate obligations initially in the term rate term. The 2023 Series C bonds are expected to be issued as taxable variable rate SOFR index bonds expected to be purchased by the Federal Home Loan Bank of New York. If market conditions change and staff determines that it is not cost effective to issue all or a portion of the 2023 Series B bonds as variable rate SOFR bonds, the corporation may choose to issue all or a portion of the 2023 Series C bonds as variable rate demand bonds. It is also anticipated that a portion of the 2023 Series C bonds may be issued as taxable fixed rate bonds. In order to manage the interest rate risk associated with the variable rate portion of the 2023 Series A bonds and the 2023 Series C bonds, the corporation is working with Mahanti Garjulo LLC, its hedge advisor, and expects to enter into one or more interest rate hedging instruments. The 2023 Series D bonds will initially be issued as tax-exempt fixed-rate bonds. More details on the developments, as well as bond underwriters, risks, fees, and credit ratings associated with the bonds are outlined in your memorandum. Are there any questions?
Okay. Then Susanna Lipset, this is going to speak about the member authorization.
Yep, if no questions, Susanna will provide the authorized resolutions.
Great, thank you. The members are requested to approve an authorizing resolution that provides for the adoption of supplemental resolutions to the open resolution, the issuance of the bonds, the pledge to the open resolution of any mortgage loans of the corporation, the terms of any liquidity facility, and other activities listed therein and in the memo before you. The members are requested to approve the making of 8 senior and subordinate loans for 8 Ella developments from the proceeds of the 2023 Series A bonds and/or the corporation's unrestricted reserves in an amount not expected to exceed $875,935,000. The use of such amount of the corporation's unrestricted reserves to fund all or a portion of the short-term amount of the senior loans for the 8 Ella developments and the making of 4 co-senior loans for 4 existing developments. The members are requested to approve the making of loans for 2 preservation developments, 1 Ella development, 1 Michilama preservation, 1 mixed income development, and 1 mix and match development in an amount not to exceed $81,220,000 from proceeds of the 2023 Series C bonds and or available funds of the open resolution or the corporation's unrestricted reserves. The members are requested to authorize the financing of the Sun loan for the Pact Edenwald development in an amount not expected to exceed $126,900,000 from proceeds of the 2023 Series A bonds and or available funds of the open resolution or the corporation's unrestricted reserves. For the authorizations requested above, the members are requested to approve the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of mortgage-related documents and any other documents necessary to accomplish such financings. Finally, the members are requested to approve the execution of one or more interest rate hedging instruments in a combined notional amount not expected to exceed $225 million, and the execution by the president or any authorized officer of the corporation of any and all documents necessary to enter into said hedging instruments. Thank you.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the authorizing resolution relating to multifamily housing revenue bonds 2023 Series A, B, C, D, and the approval of mortgage loans and approval of Sun loan and other actions by the members described in the memo before you?
So move.
Second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? There being none, the motion carries. At this time, I would like to close the meeting of the Finance Committee and call for a motion of the HDC Board to ratify those items just approved by the Finance Committee. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second. All in favor? Any opposed? The motion carries. And now I would like to pause the meeting for a moment while the chairperson returns to the meeting.
Thanks, I pinged him. It's good, he's joining.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, thank you. I am back. Let me just Just my screen. Thank you, Vice Chair and members. And the last item on our agenda, as usual, is any other business. Let me say to all the members, thank you for joining today's meeting. It's the last meeting of the fiscal year. And appreciate your dedication and the work of the stellar team at the Housing Development Corporation. Thank you to all of you. Is there any other business that the members would like to discuss at this time? There being no other business, I'd like to call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Gould.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition to adjourn? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much.